Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the second day of March 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones on any news topic, any issue, any item. You disagree with me, you agree with me, you have a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231. Ron Paul will be showing up sometime in the third hour. He is scheduled today, but he's busy with a lot of different issues they're dealing with on Capitol Hill, so it'll be sometime in the third hour. That is scheduled. He joins us about every month and a half or so on the broadcast over the last 10-plus years, and it's always very, very informative as he gives us a legislative update and gives us a lot of internal information. I'll also bring it up to the congressman about Patriot Act reauthorization, really Patriot Act 2, set to be signed by the president here very, very soon, leaving Congress now, clearing one of its final hurdles. So that will come up with Congressman Ron Paul as well. Here's an article that is out of the Washington Post. Morgues pressed to stay quiet. Officials overseeing Baghdad's morgue have come under pressure not to investigate the soaring number of apparent cases of executions and torture in the country, the former UN human rights chief for Iraq said yesterday. Actually, he said a week and a half ago to major foreign publications that 1,000 people a month are being tortured to death. That's official, but that has now been filtered out by the Washington Post. And by the time they're done with it, they have watered it down substantively. So we'll get into that. Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, who says the president is above the law, hints at wider surveillance program. This, too, out of the Washington Post. We don't need him to hint at it. See, they bring out a little bit more. We already know it's massive. It's total. It's called the Total Information Awareness Network, just one NSA program. Also, lawmakers still angry but growing resigned over the porch deal. They've been told to sit down and shut up because the ports are nothing compared to the rest of our sellout of our infrastructure. America is more owned by foreigners, water districts, power companies, roads, than it is even by the government or the American people. And no other country in the world does this. We are schmucks. We are sold out. It's a big, sick joke. The foreign lobbyists came in here decades ago. They bought off our government. They're turning us into a police state to make sure we don't struggle while they rape the daylights out of us. Have you figured that out yet? We'll get into it. Millions given to tsunami staying with the United Nations. They're just stealing the money, as usual. We'll get into that. Oh, by the way, on the port deal, Bill Clinton's helping out with it. More on the big poll about how more Americans know about the Simpson characters than the First Amendment. Only 1 in 1,000 Americans could even partially quote the First Amendment. And we'll get into an amazing article by Paul Watson. Former Soviet dissident warns of EU socialist dictatorship and, as usual, involved with the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. Pentagon develops brain implants to turn sharks into military spies. This is out of the London Independent. No, we're not talking about the Sci-Fi Channel. We're talking about the real world. India-U.S. agree on historic nuclear pact. We'll get into that. Soft drinks found to have high levels of cancer chemical in them, 8 times safe level what's allowed in water of benzene. Very deadly. Study shows decline of neurological problem disorders after removal of thimerosal-containing vaccines. I don't buy that for a minute. Bird flu likely in U.S. flock soon. Health Secretary is saying Feingold reads Constitution on Senate floor. Soviet Union ordered Pope shooting. Italy commission reports. Teacher caught in Bush rant. Now been suspended. It's all coming up. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you today. The news blitz is coming. Strap yourselves in. InfoWars.com, BrismBlada.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thursday edition, second day of March 2006. Second segment for stations that just joined us. We're going to have open phones today, toll-free. Number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Before I get into big new port developments and Iran developments and police state activities and the Patriot Act expansion almost sure to pass, Ron Paul is scheduled the third hour today, Congressman Ron Paul, best congressman we've got. Before I get into all that, so I don't forget and not cover this, let's just do it right now. Two articles by Paul Watson, who is a man on fire. Paul is working, I can report to you, 18 hours a day without being pushed and prodded, because he knows the time is short, he knows the enemy is coming, he understands how serious things are, and he is now working as hard as I am, and I commend him. Steve's working pretty hard as well, in between being a rock star in London and beating the women off with a stick. You ought to witness it when I was over there with him, but he's putting in about 8 hours a day. He needs to get on fire. Like, I'm just teasing you, Steve. I love Steve. He's a great guy. But Paul is updating the site three times a day. He's writing on average three articles a day now. He's conferring with me. We're collaborating, writing articles together. I've just got to commend Paul Joseph Watson right now because he's on fire. Let me just read this little article he wrote about the Simpsons situation. Why Americans know more about the Simpsons than the Constitution and why it is a benchmark of how much danger we are in. Most Americans can name Simpsons characters than they can the freedoms that the First Amendment upholds. Again, more Americans can name Simpson characters than they can the freedoms that the First Amendment upholds. This is a benchmark of how much danger the country is in, and the blame can be laid with public education. Only 1 in 1,000 Americans can name all 5 First Amendment freedoms, the BBC reports. The names of American Idol TV show judges and popular advertising slogans also proved more memorable than the 5 freedoms, speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition for a redress of grievances. There's really 6. The press says 5. They misinterpret that. There's 2 separate rights of religion, to establish and to exercise. Oh, boy. But continuing, this kind of poll gives aid and comfort to the enemy. The globalists read this kind of thing, and it only enhances their myopic zeal to dominate and enslave us for our own good, of course. They have brainwashed themselves using Straussian theology to believe that they have a divine right to subjugate and rule stupid people for the good of the planet. I partially disagree with that because we have documents we're going to read here in a moment where they admit that we were too smart 100 years ago and had to be dumbed down. I mean, I've read the National Banking Association documents from 1898. They're in published major books. They've been in major newspapers. They didn't even hide it, saying Americans are too smart, too informed. The average American can speak Latin. Highest test scores in the world. They're just we were into literature and politics and being informed like we are into sports today. And that's why we were so wealthy. 4% of the population had half the world's wealth. Now that's been transferred, by the way. We have 30% of the world's wealth, and it is plunging. Continuing here, so we had milk and honey, ladies and gentlemen, because we weren't idiots, you see. From the very foundation of the public school system, the elite made their plans clear. The goal was to psychologically mold people to create mindless drones and bricks in the wall of the system via learning monotonously by rote and the day being divided up into Pavlovian bells. Ding the bell in one-hour periods. That was Russian psychological warfare training with dogs. And then the Germans picked up on it with kindergarten, and that whole model was the Prussians came up with it to train young men to charge machine gun nests to totally just blot out any critical thinking or individualism. Oh, that's just in the encyclopedia, by the way, about kindergarten. You didn't know that? In 1905, a dissertation for Columbia Teachers College, Elwood Cubberley, the future dean of education at Stanford, wrote the schools should be factories in which raw products, this is a quote, children are to be shaped and formed into finished products manufactured like nails, and the specifications for manufacturing will come from government and industry. And big industry doesn't want competition, so they want to annihilate a middle class, and that's stated. Similarly, the Rockefeller Education Board, which funded the creation of numerous public schools, issued a statement which read in part, and in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, I go show a model UN brainwashing session at UT with high school juniors and seniors, and I've been researching at the UT library and had read quotes by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation saying this, and guess what? I went and pulled the actual report by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation and actually read it from their own report. When I read this 10 years ago, I did not believe it. And back in the day, you couldn't find this stuff on the web. I spent every week I was down there for hours at UT. And every time I read a quote somewhere or saw it in a newsletter, I said, that's not true. And I'd go down, and every time. Patriots have been so honest, especially back in the day. I mean, it was just all true. No matter how horrible it sounded, no matter how horrible it was true. When I read that the big textbooks being used by social services at colleges called the family a disease to be eradicated, I didn't believe it. Even when Dr. Dennis Cuddy wrote about it in one of his books. So I went and pulled it at the library, and it was true. Are you beginning to realize how bone-chilling this is? Let me read to you from the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers report. Quote, it continues, similarly, the Rockefeller Education Board, which funded the creation of numerous public schools, issued a statement which read in part, now hold on to your hats, and I have read this from the report. In our dreams, people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present educational conventions, intellectual and character education, fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or men of science. We and it goes on. We have not to raise up from among us authors, educators, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for the embryo of great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statements of whom we have ample supply. The task we set before ourselves is very simple. We will organize children and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way. Did you hear that? And then David Rockefeller, in another speech he gave, paraphrased this and said, the public schools are helpless people yielding themselves to our molding hands. Unbelievable. These are the founders of the public education system in America. The agenda from the very start was to eliminate all forms of objective thought and use education to produce automatons of the state who would shrink from embracing higher forms of intellectual pursuit and truly understand their role as a potential to advance freedom in human society, ever upward and onward. No wonder that today a portion, a majority, one in a thousand can quote the First Amendment partially, of Americans think that the First Amendment includes the right to own a pet. That's what many of them thought. Lack of sufficient education about our freedoms and where they came from puts the free world in peril if we do not increase our efforts to inform and enlighten. Tyrants will not squander their opportunity to create a prison planet. Again, lack of sufficient education about our freedoms and where they came from puts the free world in peril, and if we don't increase our efforts to inform and enlighten, tyrants will not squander their opportunity to create a prison planet. When you read them saying the family's a disease and to be eradicated, and CPS doubles the number of children grabbed each year exponentially, when you read how they say they're going to force drug half of us with the New Freedom Initiative, when you read when Brzezinski calls us slaves, and we act like it, we act like slaves. And so when you see one of these people in the general public who can't think and gibbers and giggles when you warn them, they're ruined. They're completely ruined. Edward Bernays, the father of modern PR, died when he was 90-something years old, a total genius, who designed modern propaganda, called us stupid slaves. But he said, if you think the public's dumb now, wait till we're done with you. Ha, 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 the scum will never read what I'm writing. They're too busy watching television. He said that back in the 60s. That's how arrogant they are. They laugh at you. It's like I read an article in the Chronicle this week saying the toll roads aren't far and known and it's no big deal and you're dumb, lazy Texans. It actually says this and it's all lies. And the guy writing it, the editor, Lewis Black, knows that the general public is literally dumbed down to the point where they can't even form sentences. That's why when you try to talk to some people, they don't want to hear from you because they're embarrassed, folks. They think you're showing off when you're, hey, listen, foreigners own the toll roads. They're going to put transponders on the cars. Fight it. They're like, I mean, they don't even know what foreigner means. They don't know anything. They've been destroyed. Scientifically, there are tens of thousands of 170 IQ eggheads working in every major university with different parts of the puzzle openly how to brainwash you. The UT Psychology Department, I've been given a tour of it, the unclassified areas, and the entire thing, 90%+ was DARPA. And they would have up on the door of each laboratory, they don't even teach students over there predominantly, it's just labs with professors paid off by the Pentagon. And it'll say what the project's for. Mind control. Whole labs just at UT of testing flicker rates on monkeys to see what mesmerizes Homo sapiens sapiens. You understand what you're under? What you're being attacked with? Scientifically crafted mass brainwashing mechanisms, weapons. But if you haven't been completely destroyed by them, if your psyche and your critical thinking skills haven't been wrecked, you can grow them back. You can break free from the matrix. More coming up. It gets a lot worse.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, we're fighting for humanity. I mean, this group's openly said they're dumbing us down to enslave us. It's in all their big policy reports. It's their dogma. They're laughing at us. And if you can just inform enough people and go, look, they're calling you slaves. Look, they say they're going to ruin your children's brains with scientifically crafted curriculum. We're the teachers. We're multi-generational into this now, dumber and dumber. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know why, quote, it doesn't work. I'm not even blaming the teachers. This has been scientifically crafted. Now, continuing, I already knew about this, but new details have come out. And I don't think it's an international communist conspiracy. As the chief of the political science department at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, Carol Quigley, said in his 900-plus page Tragedy and Hope in 1969, he said the international globalists, as he called them, the roundtable groups, was another term he used, these international groups, they use fascism, communism, anything as long as it's centralized. Okay, as long as it's not free market, as long as it allows select corporations to control it. They don't want freedom. This is an interesting new development, though. Former Soviet dissident warns of EU socialist dictatorship. He saw documents detailing Rockefeller Trilateral Commission conspiracy to create a totalitarian federal superstate. Well, when Mao died, David Rockefeller wrote a big obituary saying he loved the goals of communism and that he did a great job with the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward. I mean, that was in the New York Times. I have the original copy, and I put it in my book, the quote from the editorial, from the piece he did. When Mao died. I mean, we knew that the Rockefellers owned most of the factories along with Arm & Hammer in Russia and China. Then they made a select deal when the Bushes and Kissinger went over there, when Bush Sr. Was the U.S. ambassador to China. They went and opened it up and said, you'll let select corporations build factories here with slave labor, and that'll leverage out all competition and destroy the free market in America. We'll call it free market, and the people will go along with it. Then with the money they make with the slave labor, they can then buy up U.S. industries. Continuing. In a former dissident who was imprisoned in Soviet gulags for a total of 12 years has warned that he personally saw secret documents in 92 which outlined a conspiracy to turn European Union into a socialist dictatorship. Well, look what they're trying to do right now. In a speech in Brussels, 63-year-old Vladimir Bovatsky described the contents of the still classified Politburo and Central Committee documents. The Soviet files outlined a plan from the 1980s onwards to hijack the European Union and turn it into what Blavatsky calls the EUSSR. It's one hand of the New World Order trying to work to do that. The Soviets ran nothing. A totalitarian federal superstate with no accountability or direct representation. The policy was a conspiracy quite openly made by them, agreed upon, and worked out. Bukovatsky describes an amazing meeting between President Gorbachev and representatives of the Trilateral Commission. And who runs the Agenda 21 program out of Presidio in San Francisco? Gorbachev Foundation, which included David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. In January of 89, for example, a delegation of the Trilateral Commission came to see Gorbachev and included former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone, former French President Valery Grichard Estang, I apologize to French and Japanese listeners, American banker David Rockefeller, and former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. They had a very nice conversation where they tried to explain to Gorbachev that Soviet Russia had to integrate into the financial institutions of the world, such as GATT, the IMF, and the World Bank. Let me just stop right here. Why do I know this is true? Because from dozens and dozens and dozens of other key data nexus points and documents I've seen that are declassified, I know it's already true. And here's another little key tidbit. 1 year before the supposed fall of the Berlin Wall, Jim Tucker, who's been going to Bilderberg meetings for 25 years, was able to get some of the waiters to steal out of the dining area at the big chateau they were meeting at what their talking points were, what was on the printed agenda. And that was the fall of the Berlin Wall and a staged merger of Europe with Russia. So we already know this. But here's someone who saw documents from the Soviet angle on this, okay? It's unbelievable. And the article's up on prisonplanet.com. I suggest you get it out to everybody. Quote, in the middle of it, Giscard suddenly takes the floor and says, Mr. President, I cannot tell you exactly when it will happen, probably within 15 years, but Europe is going to be a federal state and you have to prepare yourself for that. You have to work with us and the European leaders. How would you react to that? How would you allow other Eastern European countries to interact with it or how to become part of it if you have to be prepared? And again, where are our gulags? Where are the gulags that Halliburton runs, former Eastern Bloc? And it goes into more of the meeting and how they were going to merge it and what they were going to do and then how they're going to buy up America. It's all happening. It's all happening. I know I get sped up trying to read it as fast as I can to cover it all, but we'll read a little bit more and then cover some other news and take your calls. And then we've got loaded phones. Those are coming up straight ahead. Stay with us as we battle the one world government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
All right, I'm going to get more into the EU takeover, merger with Russia, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. I know we have loaded phones. We'll take them just here in a few minutes. James and John and Chris and Mark and Mike and many, many others that are patiently holding. I want to get into some of the new port deal developments. Lawmakers are being told to sit down and shut up. You don't do anything now. The rubber stamp what the empire says. We'll cover that as well. But before we go to your calls, haven't had her on in a few weeks. We're always honored to have her. She's Debbie Morrow. New Millennium Concepts is made in America. They are the national manufacturer and the national distributor. They manufacture American Big Berkeys. They also have British Big Berkeys, and they are the main group. And they have Debbie just for this radio show, just for their radio outreach, because people for years said, can't we just buy direct from you? So you get one of these filters at a little bit above the price, say, a distributor gets when they buy 100 of them. That's why you can buy a big Berkey from them for $199. That's $320 at your camping supply store. I bought one back in 1999 from a camping supply store for over $300. You can buy even bigger, better units from them for $195, $199, and get a free $35 gift. So it's really exciting. Made in America. If you want British, they got that too, but the Made in America is even a new standard. They've got major university tests. Under an electron microscope, they send water through it, and a week later, they even give it a week to grow, they dump what they call lawn growth, basically swamp water, into the test Berkey, and then a week later, there are no bacteria. That is a new standard of gravity filter. It is unbelievable. I have articles here about how benzene is at 8 times safe levels. They have an allowable level in the water supply, which a study show is very toxic to the liver and causes leukemia and a bunch of other diseases. I have that report today. But imagine your soft drinks 8 times that level, and then they also use all that pesticide on the coca plants. Yes, it's like decaffeinated coffee. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all of it has the cocaine alkaloids, the cocaine molecules that have been broken. So it doesn't get you the big high it did back 70 years ago when it had pure cocaine in it. But so it's all been sprayed down with pesticide. The benzene's all in it. But it says every soft drink has this because of the toxins used in making it. So just an example of what you're drinking, ladies and gentlemen. We've all got to control ourselves and stop drinking tap water. You know, I'll brush my teeth with my non-fluoride toothpaste, but still catch myself drinking out of the tap, you know, hunching over it like I've been doing since I was 3 years old, and I'll stop myself and go downstairs and drink Berkey water. Then we cook with reverse osmosis water. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Alex. I'm always glad to be here, and I'll do my best to be on more often.
Debbie, you've got some new specials and new Berkeys out. Tell us about those different units and what they do and why folks need them.
Well, we have the new Travel Berkey, which I think is really, really a good product because it's a smaller Berkey than the big Berkey. It only holds 1.5 gallons. It's made out of stainless steel. It's available everywhere except Iowa. And you can hold 2 black Berkey purification elements in it. So it's real handy if you've got a smaller apartment or if you're just a single person and you don't want something as big as the big Berkey. Also great for boats, RVs, camping. It's our Travel Berkey. And with that, you can get a free Berkey base so you can set it up on the counter and still get a glass under it. Or you can get a Berkey sport bottle.
Now, for those that don't know, if you go to the EPA's own website, they have thousands of allowable chemicals, carcinogens in the water to levels they say is permissible. And some cities like Dallas or Houston that I've drunk water out of, or L.A., I mean, it tastes like kerosene. How do people give this to their children? Then they go out and get them bottled water, which usually has, according to major studies, higher levels of bacteria in it. There was just one about ice from the fast food places. Has many, many times the bacteria level in it that even tap water does. Folks, bottom line, water is life, and there's big problems with the water supply system in this country. And let's say you keep forgetting to bring the water from your Berkey with you to work. Get a sports bottle, and then that doesn't cut everything out. It just cuts 90-plus percent out and makes it safe to drink, swamp water, you name it. You've got those for, 20-something dollars a piece, normally about $35 at the store. And then you have a deal where you get 5 for $99, a huge discount.
That's right. And the Berkey sport bottles, you know, it's getting to be that time of year where people are going to be traveling and going to spring break things. And the Berkey sport bottles are just tremendous to have with you everywhere, you know. And don't leave out our KDF shower filters. You were saying about brushing your teeth. I like to get in the shower, you know, with my KDF shower filter. And I have one of those handheld water things, you know, that you can do your hair and everything with. And I put it right up to my teeth and do my gums because, you know, there's no chlorine and stuff after you use the shower filter. So you can actually, instead of going out and buying one of those expensive water picks, just use your handheld thing to get into your gums.
Well, it really is the number one health-wise thing you can do that takes immediate action that we know is real and provable. The water is full of poison, and you breathe in the fumes. And even if you're drinking purified water, you're getting major exposure through the filtration systems. You know, at the big water plants, all the chemicals they're adding. So you need this filter to add. How much are those, Debbie?
The Cadia Char filters, they're normally $49, and we have them on sale for $35. And I've had lots of people call me lately who, because of all the droughts that we're seeing all over, they're saying their water smells and tastes even worse than ever, you know.
Yeah, the other day I turned it on here at the office and it came out brown, literally brown in the sink, and that's because the aquifers have gotten so low that all the crud sits down there at the bottom for thousands of years and they're sucking them dry, so it's so toxic right now, it's just off the chart.
It really is, and so if we can take control of one thing in our life, it's your water. And you know, I always like to encourage people to realize that, you know, lots of people are spending lots of money on different preparedness items, but remember that the Berkey water filters aren't for preparedness. They are great to have if, God forbid, something bad happens.
No, that's
happens.
Right. A lot of preparedness stuff just sits in the attic or sits in the basement or in the garage.
Right.
This is something you use every day.
That's right. You're getting your money's worth. In a month's time, you've got it paid for if you buy bottled water.
That's right. Debbie, I want to give the number out. It's 1-888-803-4438. If you call, the number's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com. We have a big banner on Infowars.com over to them. Tell them what free gift you want. They have those listed: sports bottles, sheltering in place, DVDs, and other great things. Potassium iodate to protect in case there's a radiological event. They've given it to all the firemen and police and the mail carriers, but they haven't given it to the American people, so they've got that there as well, the Best Brand Medical Corps. That's 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. And Debbie, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Vaya con Dios. We like to have her on usually every week, but it's been a few weeks, so I had her on a little bit longer. Thank you for staying with us through that, but it's important. And speak of the devil, we'll go to the calls in just a moment. Let me just read this to you. This is the Times of London today. Soft drinks found to have high levels of cancer chemicals. Traces of carcinogenic chemical have been found in soft drinks at 8 times the level permitted in drinking water. It was revealed last night. Tests conducted on 230 drinks on sale in Britain and France have identified high levels of benzenine, a compound known to cause cancer, according to the Food Standards Agency. There is a legal limit of the per billions of benzenine in British drinking water. The latest tests revealed levels of up to 8 parts per billion in the soft drinks. Benzenine has been linked to leukemia and other cancers of the blood. Traces found in the Perrier River 15 years ago led to the withdrawal of more than 160 billion bottles worldwide. The disclosure has prompted food safety campaigners to demand that the government reveal which products contain benzenine. At present, the drinks identified have not been revealed or removed, and they are 230 brands. And that is Richard Watts of Sustin, a pressure group lobbying for better food standards, said that this should be done urgently because the drinks are being marketed to children. The scientific evidence is unclear about whether there is any safe level of benzenine, but this is 8 times, according to the level the government says is safe, and it goes on and on. All right, let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. I'm going to move quickly through these if I'm able to do that. Who's up first here? Thomas in New York. You're on the air. Thomas, go ahead.
DJ, greetings from the eastern shore of Lake Ontario.
Welcome.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and a lifetime member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
You're the man.
This has to do with the subject yesterday of concentration camps. I was doing some research, and I ran across Andersonville, Georgia. You ever heard of that prison during the Civil War?
Yes.
If anyone thinks that some Americans can't do the despicable things that they're going to do to other Americans, you should do some research on Andersonville.
Andersonville was the one in the swamp.
Oh, yes. It was built for $13,000, and they shoved $45,000 into it. No, nothing to protect them from the elements. No walls, no ceilings, no blankets. If you were lucky, you got to eat once a day. It was pretty bad.
Well, that's what FEMA is doing. They openly have designated sites, and it's these big military bases with barbed wire facing in. And then openly in a big warehouse, they'll have cots and porta-potties waiting, and some storable food. And that's the camps, and they admit that's the camps. Now declassified, now public. It's called Operation End Game. What do you think of that name, End Game?
Yeah, I've run across that a while back when I was doing my research on concentration camps, FEMA. It's pretty scary. They won't take me alive, though.
Well, I think you should let them take you and let them beat you to death and you know, burn you with cigarettes like they do in Iraq. That's freedom.
Yeah, that's the new freedom.
No, sir, you don't have a right to resist. You get on the truck and you go to the camp. It would be evil for us to fight back. We need to submit to our government. Like, it's just like a sheep. When a coyote or a wolf runs up to it, the sheep just lays over, and the wolf starts eating it from the hind end up.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulls their guts right out their hind end and eats them right there, and it just lays there braying. That's how you're supposed to act. Home of the slave, land of the sheep.
Yeah, salute them how you're doing.
Our forefathers demand we roll over to them.
Gary Hart was on C-SPAN this morning, and I only caught the last 10 minutes of it, but I was waiting for someone to call and ask him about the Bilderbergers, but they never did. So that would have been interesting.
Or ask how he said 3 days after 9/11 we need to use this disaster for what President Bush's father called for a new world order.
He's all for the Ford deal.
Well, hey, I got a big article where, you know, Congress is angry, but they've been told to shut up, so they're just going to back off and do what committee chairmen say. See, hey, you don't like it, the people don't like it, shut up.
That's right.
Just shut up and sit down.
Well, that's about all I had to say, Alex.
Good to hear from you. It's here in the news. I just told them, shut up. You understand we're in receivership? Shut up! You want some more anthrax letters, the White House says? Let's go ahead and talk to John in New Jersey. John, you're on the air. John hung up right as I went to him. All righty. Is Chris there? Chris, where are you calling us from today?
Sierra Vista, Arizona. Cochise County, Arizona.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Yeah. Alex, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about with the public schools you were mentioning earlier. You know, the public schools, I do believe, are designed to ruin our children.
Well, there's no believing it. Their own official foundational documents say so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I'm trying to tell people now, you can go on the website, the CIA website, where they admit that they carry out, you know, the terrorist attacks, and they brag about it. You know, they blame it on their enemies. And that's just like, what more can you say once that's, you know, proven, once that's, you know, out there on their own government website? But people are so interested in football, or like you said, The Simpsons, you know, and just everything else, just the bobble, you know.
Well, some of them will say, yeah, the government might do that, but what about Al-Qaeda? You go, no, see, Al-Qaeda's the government. Yeah, but Al-Qaeda, but hold on, the government says they did it, huh?
Yeah, you know, and that's why I'm saying, you know, I've been personally making copies of, like, martial law and just trying to get stuff out there and just trying to get people to watch this stuff, and it's like, you know, you watch one video and I guarantee you're at least going to have at least a little bit of a different outlook, even if you don't believe everything that something says on a video. I mean, but the most of the video, everything in the video, in fact, is hardcore documented, and, you know, you can Google all of it, and I write notes with it to people. Go Google this, you know. Watch this and then Google it.
Well, a great listener built a bibliography second by second for my new film, Martial Law. It's martiallaw911.info. We have a link to it on InfoWars. And every claim we make in the film, he has the time code and then a link to the document.
I'm going to have to go ahead and get on that, because I'm going to print that out then and get people to see that too, because, you know, I passed out a lot of copies of that, and then American Dictators.
So you did what I talked about. You went and did a search on CIA.gov for government-sponsored terror from Mossadegh.
Yeah, we're talking about it on the show. And, you know, a lot of those ones, when I would do the search, I would go in, and some of the links now, it says that they're not found or they're removed from the server.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's funny you said that, and I printed it off and saved it. A couple days after I did that, I tried to go back, and links to documents are dead now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you were talking about, like, the second day on your show, I believe, when you brought it up the second time, I started trying to research some of it.
You know, you want to write an article about that. You want to go to the Google cache. In fact, I'm so busy. The other night I noticed this, and I thought, I ought to talk about it. I ought to go to the Google cache. I ought to show how it's saved and how now it's being taken down.
Yeah. You know, that's
it's unbelievable.
Good idea. I'm trying to start, you know, an organization on my own, you know, with a couple friends here locally, just to get some information out. And that
that's how big things start, brother. Just put one foot in front of the other. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mark in Mass. You're on the air, sir. All right, Mark, you want to talk? Or?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Okay. I have a 9/11 question. I have a related question I'd like to ask.
Sure, go ahead.
There are a lot of people who think that 9/11 was a total inside job, complete inside job. But a large portion of the pre-knowledge argument excuse me, surrounds a terrorist or al-Qaeda threat. So I was wondering if you can clear up that apparent conflict there.
There is no conflict there. Good parts of the government were picking up the history that their agents were creating as what they thought was part of a drill. It was a drill to on the surface to see if authorities would, quote, notice a terrorist attack in progress. The Navy SEALs do this all the time, where they practice attacking and invading U.S. embassies. And so in case they got caught carrying out the op, it was, oh, quote, just a drill at multiple levels. So that shows how there was government prior knowledge and involvement, that when good elements of defense intelligence and other groups were picking up the chatter, they would then tell them to shut it down and not stop them.
Well, I guess what my
question... So that adds to the argument, sir.
Well, I'm talking about as far as Robert Wright, David Shippers... all those arguments surround al-Qaeda threats.
Let me find out where you're at. You don't think the government carried out 9/11?
Well, I have my suspicions.
Well, stay there. Let me try to answer your questions when we get back. They said they were going to carry it out. They did.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Simplify. Maybe I'm stupid. Simplify your question so I can understand it.
The question is basically this. Very often when conspiracy theorists try to argue that America was involved in 9/11, they use arguments, for instance, that David Shippers warned us, that Robert Wright warned us. But then on the other hand, when they actually talk about who was involved, very often they'll only say that America was involved, whereas David Shippers and Robert Wright and others talk about terrorist threats from outside of the country, principally Al-Qaeda. And that seems to me a conflict.
Well, sir, there is just hundreds of conflicts between different people's views on how 9/11 was carried out. My view is the correct view. My view is the research view. My view is the view pre-9/11, on the day of 9/11. My view is the same view as it was the day it happened, from operational things we've seen in the past, and then from all of the evidence. I mean, David Shippers was first interviewed here, the head impeachment lawyer, and he talked about how FBI was ordered to stand down and not go after, quote, the hijackers. He just hasn't figured out that they weren't hijackers. They were U.S. government agents. We have the proof of that in triplicate. So, yes, you can go out and find people who think the government was involved, they funded it, they let it happen, or they ran the whole op. And when I say government, I mean criminal elements within the government. So, I mean, you can find conflicts all day. You can find nutcases that think holograms hit the towers, and they're probably operatives trying to make us all look stupid. But it isn't a conflict. There are different views on historical events.
Well, yeah, but speaking specifically of yourself, now you yourself have used arguments like the Manila air plot, Robert Wright, Colleen Riley, et cetera, et cetera. All these people who...
Sir, you don't think 9/11 was an inside job. In fact, I believe you've called before.
That's right.
And you've called other shows, and so you believe it's, quote, all a conspiracy theory. Before the break, you said you had your suspicions. You have your suspicions towards what? Because you're just trying to use a very lame debating technique that they teach junior high debaters to cast false dispersions at me, and it's not going to work.
Well, I think it's a powerful argument, though. I mean,
it's totally weak. You can use the word powerful. It's weak.
Well,
you're weak.
Well, that's your opinion.
Go back to your government job, buddy.
Right.
You're not going to stop people from going to CIA.gov where they admit they carry out terror attacks. Are you denying the CIA admits they carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh?
It's something that I actually don't know about.
Very, very nice. Just say you don't know about it.
I would have to plead ignorance. I'm being honest.
You need to plead a lot of ignorance. In my argument, I show that when I go through the arguments and I say, okay, number one, Bush says there was no prior knowledge, there was no memo. Then the memo goes public, there was prior knowledge, okay? Then we show that there wasn't just prior knowledge. They ordered the FBI and Defense Intelligence and CIA in the good departments to back off. So that proves that they're lying to us, just like you impeach a witness on the witness stand if I was a prosecutor. Then I march through and say, now, isn't it true that you really committed the crime? Isn't it true? And then I bring out the evidence and show that. Thank you for the call. Nice try. Call the other weak-minded shows where you might get some traction, buddy. Makes me sick. I mean, you know, they call up with these little sneaky debates. They need to go back to their government jobs. Just, everything's fine, okay? Everything's fine. There's no New World Order. The government's not carrying out terror attacks. Everything's fine. And just, I mean, I took debate, okay? Don't sit there with your little handbook out trying that stuff with me, buddy. It just isn't going to work, okay? And I know you're just trying to make me get mad, and you succeeded partially. Before we end this hour, I want to encourage everybody to expose the murdering terrorists because they've got their operatives out there 24-7 trying to discredit what we're doing. Have the facts. Have my three-hour film, Martial Law, which scares the globalists to death. Get it. Make 100 copies. Make a copy every night of it. Give it to somebody every day, and in 100 days, you would have given out 100 copies. Make copies of it. Get it out. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Download copies. Burn copies there. 15 cents a day for a membership. We're now offering your memberships over 5 months free when you sign up just this month. PrisonPlanet.tv or go to Infowars.com to order hard copies of the DVDs, VHS, you name it. In fact, just because of that guy, everybody, I want you to call right now and order more martial laws and get them out. We got to expose this before the next balloon goes up. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.